Hi, it's Alison from Sanctuary. I'm reflecting on the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5 as our kids head off to school for the year. Wherever you go and wherever you turn, you see stuff and you hear stuff, which assumes this. Money is a sign of someone's innate qualities and gifts. Blessed are the rich. Power is handed down by God, and those who have it can take and do what they like. Blessed are the powerful. Innocent people should never suffer, and those who suffer must have done something to cause their own suffering. Blessed are the carefree. Winning is a sign of talent and effort, and has nothing to do with inheritance or privilege or luck. Blessed are the winners. Smart people can fool others and really get ahead. Blessed are the tricky. And there's nothing better than being liked, even adored. Blessed are the popular. And there are lots of people, perhaps friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbours, teachers, even preachers, who think this sort of stuff, and who might even call themselves Christian. Our Prime Minister certainly seems to believe this, and he goes to a very big church. But here at Sanctuary, we have some different ideas. We've noticed that people tend to make big money when other people suffer, or the earth and the rivers are destroyed. We've also noticed that too much money can make you proud and mean, and that power can go to your head. You only have to look at media moguls, mining magnates, presidents and prime ministers to see the truth of this. We've noticed that being happy-go-lucky can mean not caring a bit for other people, and that being a winner or being tricky usually comes at someone else's expense. As for people who are popular, well, they're often very sad and lonely people on the inside, the sort of people who are constantly seeking other people's approval, but who are never happy with themselves and are never satisfied. So we don't agree with what most people think about power, wealth, and popularity. We don't think these things are blessings. And our attitude comes straight from Jesus, who pretty much says, "Blessed are the losers." Because, he says, in heaven's culture, the poor and the poor in spirit are blessed. In other words, blessed are those who don't care about what they wear or how fancy their car is or how big their house is. They're not possessed by their possessions, and so their hearts are free. Jesus also reckons that other people are blessed. People who grieve. People who don't push others around. People who care about fairness. People who don't have any tricks up their sleeve. People who are stoppers, not starters, when fights begin. People who are insulted because they stand up for others or live into the deep truth of their lives. Now, Jesus gives different reasons for each of these blessings, but they all add up to one thing. These people live by the culture of heaven. They already know great kindness and great joy, and they are channels for God's love in this world. So as you all head into another year of learning, we ask that you work hard and try hard and play fair in everything you do. And also remember these things. If you have to choose between looking good and loving, choose loving. If you have to choose between joining the teasing crowd and standing up for the vulnerable person, choose to stand up. If you have to choose between starting a fight and stopping it, choose stopping. If you have to choose between taking and sharing, choose sharing. And if you have to choose between being tricky and being truthful, choose being truthful. And for you older students, as you think about your future and investigate careers, if you have to choose between power and status or humble service, choose humble service. And if you have to choose between wealth and simplicity, trust God to provide you with everything you need and choose a path where you might encounter Jesus. Power, wealth, and popularity, they seem very attractive. They're what most people are striving for, but they really are dead ends. In the long run, they hollow people out and make them proud and cruel and lonely. So if you want a good life, live into heaven's culture instead, for then you'll encounter the one who knows you deeply and loves you tenderly and fills you with kindness and joy. And when you've got those things alongside your education, you've got everything you need for a full and a flourishing life. Amen. That's all for today. Thanks for listening and God bless. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website, sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website.